This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Hey, you know it's Taz and Moose.
You know it's Taz and Moose. Hey. Ah, yes, hour number two. It is Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio as we're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. National mortgage lender, Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Can't play it, talk a number to call 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227.
Attention hotline fans.
Mikey B and Pete the Body across the way, AB, with your updates as we have an hour down, two big hours left to play with. 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern time here on CBS Sports Radio. 206 on Sirius, 206 on XM, Sirius XM app channel 206 as well. And make sure to hit us up on Twitter and Instagram at Taz the Moose, at Mark Malusis with a C, at Official Taz with one Z. And big news yesterday in the wrestling world. As the crossover mainstream, it does continue, and we've seen it gain more and more momentum over the years, Taz. It really has, the way that the big pay-per-view events for the WWE are covered on all platforms all over the place. It's been a huge topic of conversation, the success of your podcast, The Taz Show, which you can catch
a couple times a week. Yeah, two, three times a week. Depends on my mood.
Right, and so the news that came out, and there was some grumblings about the WWE and Fox having conversations over the past, I would say, 5-6 months.
Yeah.
And those conversations bared fruit for Vince McMahon and the WWE as SmackDown is now going to be a part of Fox in 2019 in a billion-dollar deal.
Amazing, and that's right. You did not misspeak, for those that are hearing this for the first time, billion, with a B as in boy. Yeah, that's a lot of money. So, you know, SmackDown, it's just huge. It's huge for the WWE. It's huge for the wrestling industry, sports entertainment in general. It's great. I mean, as a former wrestler and a former broadcaster working for WWE, and as a former SmackDown broadcaster, I'm proud to say I was a color commentator on SmackDown for a lot of years. So it has a soft spot in my heart, SmackDown. This is awesome. It's a 5-year deal, and they're moving to Friday nights, a 3-hour show. So it's a live. So that changes a lot of things for WWE. It makes things a little bit, and I'll get to that in a second. We could talk about that in a second. But, you know, right now, for those that don't know, SmackDown's on Tuesdays. Okay, SmackDown Live's on Tuesdays. It's a 2-hour show, and now it's on the USA Network, but it's going to move in October 2019 to Fox on Fridays for a 3-hour journey every Friday. Now, you would say, man, why would, if you're not a wrestling fan or you don't follow the industry, why would Fox pay all that money? Or why would USA get ready to re-up Raw, which is on Monday nights, 3 hours? Why would they get rid of that? That's going to be a couple of billion-dollar deal, okay, USA. Why would all of these TV networks, you know, pay all this money for wrestling? You know, like NFL-esque money, like NFL contract, NBA contract money. That's the type of money. Why would they do that? Well, I'll tell you why. There's a lot of reasons why. WWE providing them, you know, not just a seasonal amount of original programming. This is a 49 to 50 week of original content. During the holidays, it'll be like packaged Christmas shows and stuff like that. So you basically say, let's just say for argument's sake, 52 weeks of original content. So let's just say SmackDown, that's 3 hours a week of live programming. That is, you know, listen, that don't happen in the TV business. That don't happen in the sports TV business. As we know, the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL, they're all seasonal. WWE is not seasonal. Wrestling industry is not seasonal. It's all year round. And WWE is a massive, gigantic content provider. And Moose, the stock, WWE stock yesterday was close to $60 a share. It was like $59, I believe it was, if my research is correct. I mean, it really has been skyrocketing since like Monday or Tuesday of last week. So because of these rumblings with USA and Raw and potentially SmackDown going to Fox, and there were other suitors that were involved with this that, you know, Fox nailed it, but Facebook Live was going to grab it, Facebook was going to grab it, or Amazon. Those are some of the other, you know, companies that, content providers that were involved with this.
Yeah, I mean, I think they made the right call. I mean, if I'm Vince McMahon, I know the money's got to be there, but I'd rather be on a broadcast entity like Fox as compared to Facebook Live or, as you mentioned, Amazon.
Yeah.
Unless the money from them was just completely overwhelming.
Who knows? Yeah.
Yeah. So I have no idea what the parameters and what the numbers is. I mean, for Fox, it makes sense for them. Number one is you mentioned the live content, the live programming. Taz, they're trying to gain a foothold. I mean, they really are in terms of outside the NFL, outside of what they do with college football, outside of what they do with baseball.
Yeah.
They're trying to gain a foothold in some other entities as well. They're, for argument's sake, their debate-style shows have really not.
Yeah.
And now you latch on to what wrestling is, and it is mainstream, and it is popular, and it is popular with millennials, and it is grown and grown and grown.
For decades. This is not a new thing.
It's not a new thing. Right. But, I mean, the evolution, and the hard work that is now paved off where it reaped the benefits. I mean, this is where Fox is buying into now
in terms of
the product where it is. And I think for them it makes sense where now they have something where they know eyeballs are going to be on the sets every Friday night for 3 hours.
Correct. A couple things, right, Moose? So Friday nights, a lot of people might be thinking, well, what the heck? Shoot, man, ain't nobody watching TV on Friday nights. Well, you know what? For the most part, you're right. People go out on Friday nights. It's the end of the work week, as you would like to call it, the Moose. You know, so it's people go out. You know, I get it. But wrestling fans, they're different. Not that they don't go out, but they are loyal to what is there. They are loyal to where WWE is going to go. And Fox is well aware of that. They know that no matter where they put it, for the most part, the WWE audience will follow. Especially adding another hour. You know, that now, and it's separating several days away from Monday Night Raw, again, which, like I said, is on the USA Network, which their deal's up, and they're potentially going to get paid from USA WWE for Raw three times more than what it is now. So WWE is looking at multiple billions of dollars with all of their programming.
No, right, which is unbelievable.
It's amazing.
The amount of revenue that is coming in. Here's one thing that hit me, and now listen, creative control, obviously, Vince McMahon and everybody and his writers, everyone that works there, creative control. Here's the issue. Here's one question I had, Taz, is SmackDown and Raw, right? Mm. There are different stars, wrestling stars, that are highlighted on each specific show.
Different rosters.
Right, different rosters, right? And sometimes you'll see over the course of the calendar year, they flip the script a little bit, right?
They keep it fresh
where you all of a sudden see the roster switch over, right? Star wrestlers, male and female.
Well, this guy jumped to that brand.
Right.
This guy jumped
Raw,
to that brand. Yeah,
a Raw
yeah.
star goal, the sudden go yeah, over yeah, to SmackDown, yeah. SmackDown, then the SmackDown star then going to be highlighted.
They do
Raw.
A draft, they right, change
they do
it
a
up,
draft,
they draft.
Right. Yeah. So they flip it up a little bit. Here's the question I have. You invested, Fox invested $1 billion over the next 5 years, starting in 2019. Do they have any say in which what stars will be appearing on SmackDown on Friday night?
No.
Well, because my
Zero.
Question.
No.
My, but my,
I have
my
no
que-
say.
But my question to this is there are clearly some stars that are bigger than
of course.
Others.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
there's no doubt that Raw, or I mean, correct me if I'm wrong,
right.
Raw has been the staple.
The mothership,
as,
yeah.
The mothership
right.
as compared to SmackDown.
Right, right,
right. So if you're Fox, there's no, and I get everybody's strength in numbers, and there are a lot of, it's not just one popular wrestler. This is not the days of just Hulk Hogan or,
right. well,
you
no.
know, it's not. There's guys, but they have no say whatsoever in terms no. of, we want Cena, we want, I know he's a part-time wrestler,
yeah,
but we want but we want this guy or this gal. We want Charlotte to be a part of SmackDown when we're signing this deal because we understand and we think that she's the most marketable female wrestler.
No, man, they don't have say, but they in the negotiation, it will happen where, you know, Fox might have said or Vince McMahon or Kevin Dunn, who's the senior executive vice president of programming, right? He's like, there's Vince McMahon and there's a guy named Kevin Dunn. That's okay. How that works. So one of those guys, or maybe Stephanie McMahon, might have been in a meeting, and maybe they said to Fox, listen, we'll make sure that Charlotte's on SmackDown, or AJ Styles is on SmackDown, or you know what I mean?
So
or,
that's part of the negotiations.
It is. They might sweeten the deal by saying that. Now, if let's just say...
Well, because if I'm Fox, I want to make sure that I'm getting my fair share of stars, the yes, marketable
absolutely,
stars.
Absolutely.
I don't want all the USA
Network. Right.
You can't have that.
But you're right. I'm giving you
$1 billion.
But we're giving you a lot of original programming.
No. And hold on.
We're giving you programming that's produced already.
No, true.
Pete and I were talking about this before the show.
I understand. Yeah. I'm not denying that. But if I'm Fox as well, I want some big names.
Right. And they'll get the big names, but they can't sit in a meeting and say to Vince or his family, okay, look, we want Samoa Joe and we want Roman Reigns on SmackDown or we have no deal. That's probably not going to fly with Vince. You can't put a gun to his head because he's going to say, see you later and walk out.
I'm not saying that there's going to be an ultimatum. I guess my point was that if I'm Fox, I want to make sure that I have some guarantees that...
Star power.
Right.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be treated like the redheaded stepchild. Because
correct.
Now, Taz, it's interesting because now you look at... Now you're on competing network. I know they're not going up against one another.
Right.
But you have... USA is an NBC sports entity, right?
NBC Universal, right.
Universal, right? So that is going to be on Monday nights. Correct. Now you have SmackDown on Friday nights. It's part of Fox.
Correct.
I know they're not going up against one another,
right?
But it's interesting because SmackDown and Raw used to be on the same thing. I mean,
on the USA Network.
They were both on
USA. Yeah, but years ago, like when I was a commentator on it, we were like on UPN on broadcast
on Channel 9.
Yes, and then we were on what was the other one?
My 9.
CW were on that, and then we were on the other one. There was another one we were on. SmackDown was on, I can't recall. And then went to USA.
Then you went to
Sci-Fi.
USA.
It was on Sci-Fi. That's what
it was. On Sci-Fi.
Yeah,
okay,
Sci-Fi.
So when it first started,
To your point, it was always looked at as the redheaded stepchild. Again, no diss on redheads. But the thing is, coincidentally enough, this sounds like we worked this out, but we didn't. A podcast just dropped today that I dropped talking about this topic, how all my years working for WWE, a decade, how being part of SmackDown, we always felt like, well, you know, Raw is the mothership and we are the little son. Let's go get him, SmackDown. Like that feel, that aura was, and I give you details in the podcast on that I just dropped today about this.
Well,
about
Taz,
TV
as
deals
a wrestling
stuff.
Fan, that's
you
the way
felt
I
that,
always
right?
felt.
Yeah, see, that's interesting.
I mean, as a wrestling fan, and I'm not going to tell you I'm as diehard of a wrestling fan as Pete the Body,
well,
but I do
is.
Pay attention.
You know that,
yeah. But I did look at Raw to me. Was Raw was it?
Yeah,
and SmackDown was a case of all right. If I have time to dedicate myself to watch one thing a week, I'm gonna watch Raw. I don't know if I'm necessarily gonna be locked into SmackDown. So I think it's interesting now where you have Raw Monday nights on USA, you have SmackDown Friday nights on Fox. Now it's a case of Fox doesn't want the SmackDown to be treated or viewed as the redheaded stepchild.
Right.
They want this to be viewed as...
Right.
You're providing us 3 hours of live program.
Right.
We're also giving you $1 billion.
Right.
And we want this to make this as big and as best
right.
as we possibly
right.
can.
Right. Now, I bet you dollars to donuts and a lot of donuts and dollars that Vince McMahon and the WWE did not want this on Fridays. Because this is a nightmare logistically and a cost, big cost for WWE for all their trucks. They own about 10 tractor trailers. It's a rolling, it's the circus. It's a rolling circus.
Right.
Every town, every week, there's different towns you're in. The TV truck is extremely expensive, and they got to truck that thing. So now, the way it is now, Moose, so Raw's on Monday night, SmackDown's on Tuesday night. So for argument's sake, the way it would normally go, okay, we're going to do a Raw in Chicago, and then we'll do SmackDown in Milwaukee.
Close.
It's an easy drive. All right, we're going to do a Raw in Fresno, and then we'll do a SmackDown in San Fran, or San Jose, or whatever, you know what I mean? You know, something like that. We'll do an Anaheim, and then we'll do an L.A., you know? So they try to keep it logistically close amongst the dates. It's a lot less expensive for travel. It's not all that downtime where you got to pay your drivers, get the trucks out again. Now you're going from, you got Friday, And then you got the whole weekend, and then Monday's there.
Well, let me ask you this.
And then the talent, too. It changes everything for the wrestlers.
Don't you think, I mean, and
changes
you
would, a lot of
than,
stuff.
You would know better than anybody, but don't you think they would then do, instead of it doing the way they did it Monday, Tuesday, to now would be the setup Friday, Monday, to where we're in an area on Friday, we're going to be in the same region that Monday, and that's the way that they'll work it out?
I do think so.
To play it to where we're in Chicago Friday night for SmackDown.
Right.
Monday night, we're going to be in Milwaukee for Raw.
I definitely think they'll do that, but you still have to do a couple things. This is a gigantic crew that works for this company. This is not just what you see on TV.
Right.
Their production crew. These are mini movies that are made every week, twice a week. The production that WWE has, this is an 8 to 9 camera shoot every freaking TV shoot. There's millions upon millions of dollars spent every Monday and Tuesday for Raw and SmackDown, respectively. So, yes, they'll do that. They'll probably do on Friday night. We'll go, again, we'll use in Chicago. We'll go to Chicago. On Monday, we'll go to Milwaukee. But now we got to pay for the whole crew, all the production people, for their hotels. We got to keep them away from their family for 2 days. There's all that. We're paying you for all that downtime to do nothing.
To do nothing. And
you're wasting
also,
money.
And the weekends as well.
Right.
I mean, now it's a case of.
That's where house shows are done, live events.
Yeah.
So now.
Now it's all.
The wrestlers, it affects the wrestlers too. They'll figure it out because it's such a big money deal. And I guarantee you Vince and companies figured it out by
what
now.
What about the trickle-down effect in terms of, I know he's the owner and all the it all stops there, but what about the trickle-down effect in terms of the industry for the wrestlers, more money in their back pocket?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, no pun intended, hopefully. I mean, I would, you know, Vince takes care of the guys, especially the top guys and girls. Everybody's, you know, even opening match guys are making good money, right? Believe me. But you're gone. You're away from your family. You're missing a lot of important dates in your life. You're gone all the time. And sometimes the lower you are on the card, the more you're gone to make more money. It's hard. I think that they'll trickle down some money to the roster. Vince and Stephanie and
they take care of the wrestlers.
They do. They do.
Well, that's good because I mean this is it's a huge deal.
They'll take care of them. They will.
You're looking at a 5-year contract, $1 billion with Fox starting in October of 2019. Friday nights, 3 hours of live.
Adding another hour to the show.
And adding another hour. It is a huge deal.
It is. And to the point you were making was about Raw, SmackDown, the brand split, two different rosters. They did that real quick because they had to create their own competition because Vince, over the years, has bought out his competition.
Well, they've just devoured them.
They monopolized the industry. And in a little while, Mike Johnson will be on from PW Insider,
Mike Johnson,
so we'll talk about
PW
this.
PW Insider will join us coming up at 8:40 a.m. Eastern Time.
Porter Jones.
Yes,
yeah.
No question about it. I want to hear from you at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. What's your take on the WWE reaching a huge 5-year, $1 billion contract with Fox? Certainly, it is a game changer. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you at 855-212-4227. Taz and the Moose with you, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
Well, that's the gimmick. Yeah, we're back here.
Yeah. See you later, Boom.
Hello, Boom.
Boom's out.
All right,
Turn Boomer's mic on here. We got Boomer Esiason here.
All right, so listen, guys, great to join you guys here on the CBS Radio Network.
Thank you, Boomer.
I love you.
Thank you.
So for people out there that don't know other things that you do in your life, you actually are a post-game host on SNY, which is the local Met affiliate here.
Correct.
So you can watch you on DirecTV if you want to see his lovely face.
He's a TV star. He's a big TV
He's
star.
He's a TV star locally. And that's exactly right, Taz.
He is. He's a TV
star. So let me ask you a question. You work with his co-host, Sal Licata.
Correct.
And he's freaking screaming at you the
whole
time.
He yells a lot. Yes.
Oh, I love that.
He yells a lot.
You reach over, you smack his neatly trimmed beard.
Kick him in the yam bag.
And that's exactly. You know, bring Taz in there, and he'll show you how to handle this.
I will definitely do that. Definitely do that.
But you know what? I love you because you work your ass off.
Maybe I appreciate that.
You're the only guy around
him.
Here has more jobs than I do.
I do.
Boomer, what do you think?
As Boomer pointed out, Boomer goes, you work more than me, but you don't make nearly the amount of money I make.
Thank you, Boomer.
This is Boomer size.
That's just the truth. I deliver the truth.
I understand that, Boomer.
Oh, man. All right.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right, well, good. So listen, please do me a favor. I want to see you reach over and boom,
just
smack him.
Yeah, he's right.
All right.
I love you, Boom.
Thanks, Booms. Appreciate it,
This is Boomer Esiason.
Tobias, NFCBS Sports.
855-212-4CBS.
I love him.
855-212.
I think he got taller since last week.
He really
He's
did.
He's got to be 7 feet
in.
Three. He's a giant.
I was taking a bite of my muffin. Yeah. Beseglia walks in nervously, sheepishly. Boomer comes storming in, being like, I'm tired of it. I'm like, what did I do?
I thought you pissed him off. I'm like, oh, no, now I got to pull Boomer off of Moose.
I go, what did I do now? And then he goes in, and then he starts ripping
this guy Licata.
Yeah, Sal, right.
Is this guy an athlete?
No.
That's a nop.
I've actually been friends with him. He was in my wedding.
Oh, really? Oh. Yes. Meanwhile, Boomer wants you to kick his ass.
We always have our game face on.
I've been friends with Sal for years. So
you're not going to slap him?
No, I'm not going to slap him. I think Boomer wants to slap him. Yeah, right. But no, I'm not going to slap him. But he's a good friend of mine. But he's a good guy. And we have fun with the debates at night.
But you see, the guy's doing his job because he's got Boomer irked here.
Well, but here's the thing. Boomer likes to also point out that I work as much as he does, but
you're a pauper.
Yeah,
I was at Boomer's size in Field last week. Do you have one of those, Moose?
I don't.
No.
He has the Boomer. He has the Moose porch. He has a porch at his house.
I don't even have a porch.
Right. He's got a portico.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Taz was telling me how he's on his porch last night. I was like, that sounds
big.
Nice.
I got a wrap around Jones.
Good for you, man. Big, I'm sure you do. I'm like,
you could drive your car around my porch. I'm like a little trolley.
I'm like, I don't.
It's
have
like
a
Mr.
Porch.
Rogers' neighborhood.
It's great to be around people that have so much more in life. It really
is. Just I sit there, I smoke cigars.
I'm so humble about it.
I know, and don't like to rub it in your face.
You'd never know
about how wealthy they are. Right. Exactly right.
Sugar polo ponies.
Well, no doubt. Great. I mean, fantastic.
Smoking cigars on the porch, drinking port wine. It's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Who else is out for work?
What are you, a pirate?
That's what I do. I invite Boomer over. What are you, a pirate?
Right, I understand. Right, we're smoking cigars and drinking rum.
Why is Pete in your bushes? Don't ask.
Why is Pete in the bushes?
Right. Build another house on his porch.
Right, you're smoking a cigar and be like, that? Hey,
that guy with a bald head in the bushes.
It's Bilotti. Bilotti, what are you doing? Just weeding?
Making sure your irrigation's okay.
Anything for Taz. There's a broken sprinkler head. Taz told me it was about a couple feet down. I've been digging for days.
The rivalry is back on.
He's picking up your cigar ash. So there's no forest fires.
What did you say?
Oh, my God.
Taz, can I see that championship belt?
One more time, please.
Please.
Yeah. No, Bilotti will be nowhere near the compound.
Hello, Mrs. Taz. Sides.
Never. Never.
Yeah, no, imagine Bilotti just showing up at your house.
No. There'd be a problem.
What would your wife say?
Well, she'd probably hit him with a frying pan. Or have the maid hit him with a frying pan.
Like, Bilotti just on a Saturday morning, you just hear a ring at the bell, and hey, good morning, Mrs. Taz.
Dude,
your board op is here.
She'd probably fish hook his eye. She'd take the thumb and put it in his eye.
No, I would pay for that scene.
That would be something, man. No,
honestly.
No, wife don't answer. We have someone who answers the door. She's not going to answer.
We can make that happen. Make that happen.
I'm no one that's coming to the compound.
No, we can make that happen.
No one.
Bilotti, would you like to spend a day with Taz?
As long as I can keep my eye, yeah.
No, Taz is all bark. At this stage, all bark.
Well, not me. My wife would.
No, he's not going to fish hook your eye. I mean, come on.
Hey, do you know Taz, by the way?
Let's be realistic here. I mean, come on. There's some guy driving around being like, man, Taz is really violent. I'm like, he's not going to fish hook your eye.
Guy by the Taz.
Right, honestly. Yeah. No, we can make that happen. We could have Beseglia shoot it on his iPhone.
You know, now you want Beseglia there, too? Jeez. That guy?
Yeah, I'm coming.
I have not seen you, Mike, smile this much since I know you. No. The guy gets 2 days off this poor, sap.
I mean,
he's so happy.
Did you see his face light up when I said, imagine Bilotti showing up just at Taz's house?
Oh, it's a great scene.
It would be an unbelievable scene.
I know. You had to see the look they gave each other this morning. It was bad, bro. Between you and me, the look.
There's no bad look. Hates him.
Not by you. Yeah. Pete just really
Taz is sniffed
this
out.
Taz looks at his video monitor. He's like, oh my God, Bilotti's here.
Oh, boy!
He has a picture in all the security posts.
Bilotti.
Do not let him in.
Bilotti's looking into the camera, waving. Hey, Taz, it's me.
It's Pete Bilotti. Go away. Go away. We have a situation here.
Big button I press.
Can you please leave?
When something like that happens, and next thing you know, it's on. There's all sorts of activity in the area. You can't just show up.
Release the hounds.
He's like, oh, jeez, no! Ten freaking Rottweilers all over.
Taz, I'm just here returning your water bottle.
He's getting bit up by dogs. Cops hitting with batons, smacking around.
The hounds didn't do it. What else do we have? What else can we release on this poor guy?
Oh, man, I wanted to buy 10 chimpanzees because they're mean and keep them in a gigantic habitat in my yard near my water. Yeah. And just and anybody shows up, I just open the gate. Dude, chimpanzees will whoop your ass. Dude. Yes. They're strong, too, bro.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now. You think the gorilla's strong, but the chimpanzee will
they can, like, rip your arms off.
Yeah, they will. They're nasty. They're mean. And you train them right, they'll just... You tell them, you attack bald men. And when Pete shows up,
wow,
it's like...
Wow, look at that. A trained chimp. And
ten of them.
And walks over to Bilotti, and they
look how
they
cute
just
the
like,
chimpanzee
they
is.
Just, like, dismembers him. That's not...
Dismembers.
I mean, it's just like...
Pete just fighting off ape.
We show up to work the next morning, and Bisegla's working with Connor Green. Where's Bilotti?
Pete's in the intensive care.
Bisegla is like, I haven't seen him in days. Is he back on jury duty?
He's at Mount Sinai.
Right. Is he on that same case with Heller? He's going to be gone for months.
The body cast. He got attacked by 10 chimpanzees on Taz's porch.
For a good cause.
Right. No arms.
Yeah, for love.
Oh, my God.
By the way, did you do an update this morning for Amy?
No.
There's no live update.
But we had an idea. I think we should send in an all-star crew every day. Somebody different should walk in at 5:30. No update. Just come and sit down in the update chair.
Just sit there.
Right. Just sit there.
Yeah. Like a round robin guest appearing spot.
Yeah, so Taz first tomorrow.
No, you got to pay me more. I'm not doing that.
Well,
for
I mean, the guy, Bisegla's fill-in guy, Brad Heller, has been basically put on a narcotics trial.
Oh, is that the kind of trial? I know he's on jury. He's on a murder trial?
No, I was
joking. We don't know. You're joking? It's not a nice joke.
What do you mean? I was saying it was a narcotics trial. It was like the fact that it was going to go on for a while.
Oh, it's like a... Oh, okay.
I actually think it's nothing fun. It's like a civil case. It's not even entertaining to be there. But there's a rumor now that he might work overnights because he can't miss so much time.
Really?
So he may start like jury duty, quick nap, come
Amy,
here, work.
Why are you
work,
even laughing? Why is this funny to you,
that's
bro? Awful, it's sad for the poor guy.
That's you're what like, gets me excited.
You're laughing, bro. Like, why?
I'm still
why
these are lingering
like
laughs from the pee breakdown.
That's an awful. I mean, honestly, that's an awful way of life.
I thought he was your friend.
Well, he is my friend.
But
he's
10 days, and then after 10 days, you have to give up vacation.
Yeah,
or
not
get paid.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
And bills keep rolling in.
Oh.
And Brad lives a high level life.
Oh,
so he's got
looks
a lot.
It.
Yeah.
Highfalutin Joe.
Yeah, he's got a lot of
Jones. You could tell. Yeah. Yeah. You could tell the way he walks around. He's always shaking his legs around and he's always fancy. He's got his hands open all the time. Like, hey. He walks around like this and he's always bobbing his head around.
Do you know who Brad is?
Yeah, shorter guy with blonde hair, right? With a mustache.
Shakes his legs around. No,
works with Boomer.
Works with Boomer. That's not him.
No.
Who's that? I thought it's a short guy with blonde hair with a beard. Brad Heller. No?
Nope.
Oh, he's the update guy, the tall guy with the dark hair.
There you go.
I don't know these people, Moose.
No, I understand. You're describing some guy, and you're like, hey, he walks around, he's always into things,
he's always
bopping,
fancy.
Moving his hands.
He's
I'm like,
fancy. He's bebopping around.
Yo,
he's always bebopping
like,
around.
I go, who the hell is that?
Play along.
Right. Release the hounds.
I go.
Take
sharks
away,
with
baby.
Lasers. This report is brought to you by the Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus.
Pete, what are you doing here?
We also have a gigantic vat of Yellow Jackets. So if someone rings the doorbell and their fingertip doesn't match the fingertip sensor, the Yellow Jackets land on your head.
I thought you were
going to
say tar.
Yeah, well, like a tar and feather situation. Yeah. Then, honey. We drop honey on him, and then the Yellow Jackets and wasps.
So now Pete is Winnie the Pooh. Okay.
Right.
I love Winnie the Pooh.
Imagine Pete... running from the dogs and the wasps and Yellow Jackets with your water jug. You told me how much you love this water jug.
I'm like Linus.
You
with
walk
the blanket.
Around.
I walk around with this water jug.
Right.
Where I go, my house. It's crazy. It's also a weapon, by the way. So
and good for you.
Anyway.
Pete's like, I don't want to get my.
eye fish hooked out. I'm like, Pete, she's not going to fish hook your eye out.
The chimps are real, though.
Chimps will rip your arms off, but that's a whole other story.
Right. He's like, I'd like to meet the farm animals. Taz talks about them every morning. Yeah. Where are the cows?
Yeah, no, we don't have those. We have three roosters that are nasty. Yeah, they hang out with the bees. And, we have roosters that
Your wife will be like, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, we got all sorts of
stuff. What do you mean? We was on the show this morning. Yeah. I don't know. Take it with a grain of salt. There are no bees. There are no roosters.
Yeah, you should be careful. Sure, we never know what's going to happen. Why is AB here? I'm just curious.
I got to do this. It's a report. It's brought to you by the Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus. After 100 years of making shaving cream, Barbasol is finally making razors. Well, that was a no-brainer. Try the new Barbasol Ultra 6 Plus with six ultra-thin blades. Save now at Barbasol.com. Let me get this out of the way quickly.
Here is Chavez 2-1. Swung on and hit high in the air to right field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. The eighth home run of the night. The fifth by the Yankees.
Yeah, okay. All right. John Sterling, Yankees Radio. Somehow the glorious Yankees hadn't hit four or more homers in three straight games until right now. Five total in last night's 10-5 win at the Rangers.
Good job, AB.
Thanks. A double-double from Tristan Thompson. 14 points and three blocks from Kyle Korver. 44 points from LeBron in Game 4 of the Eastern Conference Finals last night. James thanking the little people for his big evening.
Putting me in position and wanting me to be in attack mode and trust me to be... to put our guys in position to be successful. It's not about me. It's about the collective group, and I'm one of the byproducts of that.
I can't take it. I just can't take the press conferences, but I digress.
The Cavaliers
like being around guys who want to play and work hard.
Even with the Celtics with a 111-102 home win, Boston now 1-6 on the road, but 9-9 at home, and that's where Game 5 is tomorrow night. Apparently something bad did happen to the Warriors in Game 3. Andre Iguodala bruised his left knee. He did not practice yesterday, listed as doubtful for Game 4 with the Rockets tonight. There's a Game 7 tomorrow night in Tampa Bay. The Capitals taking Game 6 in D.C., 3-0. Away from the postseason, Paul Fenton named GM of the Minnesota Wild. He's been in the Nashville front office since the Predators' inception in 1998. And Steeler OTAs begin this morning. Le'Veon Bell not expected to attend. Living under the franchise tag for the second straight off season. Guys?
All right, thank you, AB. 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Tonight at 10 Eastern, CBS Sports Network gets the ball rolling with the PBA Tour Finals as the top eight bowlers compete for big money and an even bigger title, only on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports. Yes.
Continue. Done?
No, go ahead. Yeah.
Okay, great. We were talking earlier about SmackDown getting a gigantic billion-esque dollar deal from Fox, which is riveting news, big news. A lot of people calling the show about that. Hey, John in New Jersey, Roma Taz and Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, guys. Good morning. How are you?
What's going on,
John?
Hey, you talk about the trickle-down effect of the move of over to Fox for SmackDown as far as pay to the wrestlers. What about, do you think that this will result in possibly the XFL getting a deal with maybe Fox or Fox Sportsnet?
Could be. Continue.
No, I was going to say, or even one day having WrestleMania on network television.
Never. No.
You don't think so?
No, because they have something called the WWE Network. So Vince McMahon wants everything like that to live on the WWE Network, which is a huge successful deal he has, the network. But he doesn't have the same reach that he would have on the on Fox, obviously, or on the USA Network. But, you know, you're getting people
people to WWE Network based on your relationship with Fox.
Right, correct.
And your ability to promote events on Fox.
Correct. And the WWE Network, John, is behind a subscription wall. Therefore, people are paying cold hard cash every month for the subscription to watch WWE pay-per-view events.
Was that $9.95 a month?
Yes,
something
it is.
Like that,
but
right?
they're eventually going to go to a tier system where, okay, so if you want, this has been talked about for a while. All right, well, for $9.95, you get these shows and this original content. Then for $12.95, all right, we're going to throw in these couple of shows. Then for $14.95, yada, yada.
Gotcha,
they'll sweeten
the
pot. You know what I mean, John?
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. And what about, do you think maybe even Saturday Night's Main Event can come back?
Well, that if they did, I that would be with USA Network because that was on NBC back in the day. That was on NBC. I don't think that'd be on Fox. But your point that you made, John, about the XFL, I definitely think there's a chance for that happening.
Well,
thanks,
that is,
John.
I mean, it would be great
calling.
To have Saturday night's main event when Saturday Night Live has a dark week when they're off.
Yes.
And but have the, that. It was great. I loved it.
It was fun. But the thing is, they haven't done that. Like,
they've been on. That. I mean, yeah.
But they've been on USA for a long time, WWE.
No,
and,
I know.
They haven't
done that in like 20, 30 years.
Yeah. See, I think a lot of people that were wrestling fans years ago, they still think it's 1987, 1995. Wrestling's different now, guys.
No, I
know you know this.
I know it's different. I'm just talking about the fact of I just like that idea where all of a sudden you had. I remember one where it was Hogan and Brutus the Barber Beefcake going up against Macho Man and somebody, and they had the Mouth of the South Jimmy Hart.
Oh,
there
you're going
with
old
the,
school.
Oh my God,
Pete
it was
the Body
fantastic.
Just educated me behind the scenes on something. This is very interesting. Go ahead. Pete.
Saturday Main Event was on Fox for a couple of episodes, I believe.
What year? When was this?
Like the 91, 92-ish?
Oh, I think it's 92. Oh, I was getting ready to draw a lot of money in ECW back then, but I digress. But see, the thing is, that seemed a little non-humbling, but the thing is, wrestling is, it's just different now. You know, some people might think, oh, that stuff's all fake. Oh, who cares about that stuff? That's done in some, you know, little arena with a spotlight over the ring and a bunch of guys smoking cigarettes in the crowd. Folks. This is not your grandpappy's wrestling no more.
855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Will Fox get big names for SmackDown? Your thoughts on the huge news. Plus, a new basketball league is coming this June. Taz and the Moose with you right here, CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
All right, CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Hey, everyone, here's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Do you need homeowners, renters, or motorcycle insurance, too? Get it all right now at geico.com. The player of the week is brought to you by Grainger. Let's take a look at the one who got it done. This week, it's the king, LeBron James. James went off for 44 points on 17 of 28 shooting.
Oh.
In the Cavaliers' 111-102 win over the Celtics, Game 4 at Quicken Loans Arena, it was the king's sixth 40-point performance of the playoffs. The Player of the Week was brought to you by Grainger, delivering the products that keep your facility running is what Grainger does best. They've been doing it for 90 years. Visit Grainger.com for whatever you need, whenever you need it. Grainger for the ones who get it done.
All right. Speakerphone Jones in Houston, Texas. You're on with Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. What do you say there, buddy?
Hashtag we over, guys.
You got it, champ.
Yes.
What's up?
Hashtag we over, speakerphone.
Hey, before I get into my comment or my question about the SmackDown thing, I just want to recognize the fine gentlemen in the back, Mikey B and Pete the Body. I'm sure they're queuing up the memory lane when XFL signs with Fox Sports, like I predicted a couple months ago, have the first Speakerphone Jones memory lane.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on. Wait. Whoa. There is now a flag thrown. So let me get this straight, Speakerphone. You're going to call our program, and now you're going to take credit for something that you provided to the show as a guest call, not a guest, as a caller. What are the rules, right? When you provide something.
I think he's in his right. I think now Mikey B should, all callers.
Whose IP is that?
It's Taz's IP, sir.
It's Taz and the Moose's IP when you call the show.
It's Taz and the Moose.
Yeah, well, he's used to the Taz show.
Hashtag we over.
Come on. Right. It's Taz and the Moose IP. That's intellectual property for you people that aren't lawyers. That's how this works. So, yeah, you might have called with that. There'll be no memory lane for you. Mikey B, don't make a memory lane for
you. A little respect. There's two people that do this show, everyone.
Come on. Speaker, don't stop.
Whose IP is it? Taz's.
His tweets annoy me, too, to be honest.
That comes from the Taz Show programming. I'm sorry about that.
No, you got it, Speaker. Hashtag we over, right.
We over nation.
Right. Hashtag we over.
I understand.
Right.
Speakerphone, do you have a point that you want to make in this call? Is there a point to the call?
Yes, sir. 11 hours of original pro wrestling content from the WWE. It's just, it's too much birthday.
Wait a minute, let me get this straight. Hold on, speaking of which, are you saying that's too much wrestling for you?
I mean, I love the product, man, but 11 hours a week.
And you're going to watch every bit of it. You're going to watch Raw and SmackDown. I know you're going to.
Man, I'm going to have to do the Hulu highlights. I can't do 11 hours, man.
Come on.
I can't commit that kind of
thing. Speakerphone, you know you're a mark.
You are a mark.
Well, listen, no, but you're asking a lot of the wrestling fan. You are asking a lot of the wrestling fan every week.
Yeah.
Now, there does come a point where sometimes you know this, Taz, and everybody. I mean, you do want to leave the audience wanting more. You don't want to squeeze the lemon dry.
I know.
I mean, so, listen, there's nothing you can do about it. You're going to give 3 hours to Fox. They're giving you $1 billion over the course of the next 5 years. It's going to be original programming on 5E, for the 5 years starting in October 2019. But to play to the point to Speakerphone Jones, who's a huge wrestling fan,
yeah,
right? He's a huge WWE fan. He's calling up and saying, it's too much time for me to commit, because it's a fair thing when, you know, we talk about it. Example, just not an apples-to-apples comparison, apples-to-oranges comparison, but I'll make it nonetheless, right? When we talk about all these pregame shows on Sundays in the NFL,
yeah,
right? And you think about the fact of, you know, you're asking me to start my viewing of the NFL at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
I can't even if I'm a single guy, to get the idea of watching all pregame shows starting at 8 a.m., and then watching the 1 o'clock games, then the 4 o'clock games, then the 8 o'clock game on NBC, and I'm watching basically, you think about it, I'm sitting there watching NFL coverage for a good 16 hours on a given Sunday. That's too much.
But here's the thing, Moose, and you're right. You're not wrong, and Speakerphone Jones is right, the caller from Houston. He's right, too. And a lot of wrestling fans might say it is too much. The thing is, Vince McMahon, he don't care.
Oh, no.
You know why?
Nor should he.
Because to him, this is going to sound crazy, as successful and intelligent as he is and creative he is, he feels like everyone should just be engulfed in his product and nothing else matters. I might have told the story here on our show or on the Taz show real quick. I remember being at a WWE pay-per-view on a Sunday, like a regular Backlash, whatever the pay-per-view. Not a massive pay-per-view.
Sure.
It was a Sunday. And we were in catering, like whatever building we were in. Let's say we're in Chicago, and they had the catering there for the wrestlers to eat and the production guys. And we're hanging out, and football's on. It's Sunday. NFL games are on. So you know, some guys might have a little action on a game. You never know.
Yeah, right.
Or those guys are just watching the game for fun, watching their teams. Vince walked in to get a cup of coffee. And he saw most of the wrestlers watching. It's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Our show doesn't start till freaking 7 p.m. He was like, why are you guys watching this? Who cares about the NFL? Get into what we do. Get into the WWE. Get into that. Don't watch this. And he walked out with his coffee. My point is, and we kind of like, okay, well, we're going to watch. Sorry, we're going to watch football. Even though we're on the clock. The point is, Vince doesn't, and I'm not knocking him, but he thinks that
everyone's
just living for his product.
No,
and he's doing something right.
And listen, no, he is doing something right, yeah. But there is an instance where you can give the foot.
It's too much, yes.
Where you can give too much.
I agree.
To where you're asking your fans to dedicate too much of their time where they don't have that kind of time to dedicate to watching it.
He thinks they do.
855-212-4CBS. Taz the Moose with you. CBS Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.